This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the General Health Information Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Joshua Trutt of the PhysioAge Medical Group, a practice that remains at the cutting edge of the continuously emerging field of age management medicine, focused on scientifically sound approaches to staying younger longer. Dr. Trutt, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Nice to be here.
Yeah, thank you for coming out. Now, could you tell us about age management and what brought you to the field and your role in its development?
So age management, as you mentioned, is the practice of optimizing our patients' metabolism, their hormone levels, and their nutrition so that men and women generally in their 40s and beyond can either retain or regain their peak physical, cognitive, and sexual health as they get older. And the goal is to allow them to enjoy a vigorous and active lifestyle throughout their lives rather than suffer the progressive debilitation that we all typically associate with the aging process. So I came to this kind of a circuitous route. I started out as an ER doctor, which I still do part-time. Over time, a few things happened. One was that my grandparents passed away from Alzheimer's disease and pancreatic cancer. And those are two things that Western medicine doesn't really have much to offer. And when that happened, I started to look into what else might be out there that we were missing. Because it was not a lot of fun to tell my grandmother that there was nothing we could do for her and that she had kind of reached the end of her days and, you know, should just say her goodbyes. So I started looking originally into supplements and trying to understand what was out there that might be of benefit. And, you know, when you walk into GNC, you'll notice that there are just rows and rows of bottles, and it's very hard to tell whether any of that is worth taking. And people often feel a bit lost, as I did. And so I started looking at what research studies had been done on these products, and were they, you know, was there any use to them? Were they well absorbed in people? Is it all just a bunch of hype? And slowly but surely over time started collecting a lot of this information. And then I came across an ad on an airplane in an in-flight magazine for Cenagenix. You may have heard of them or seen their ad somewhere. And
yes,
they're a group that practices age management medicine. They started in 1997, mostly focused on men. They do have female patients as well, but mostly focused on men. And I did their training, and that was kind of how I got started in the field. And it kind of expanded and branched out from there. I started going to conferences and learning more and more about it and finding mentors that understood what they were doing in this field, and eventually opened my own practice. And shortly thereafter, PhysioAge in New York needed a new doctor, and I found that it was just a much better idea for me to join their practice and focus on seeing patients rather than have my own office and worry about running my office all the time. So I came here, and we're kind of very philosophically aligned, PhysioAge, the founders of PhysioAge and I. And so it's been fantastic ever since.
Why is age management important, and how can someone in their 50s incorporate this in their life, and is 60 and above too late?
50s and 60s are definitely, neither of those is too late. Some people have asked me whether 40s is too early. And it depends whether you're a man or a woman. There are about five aspects to age management medicine. There are hormone replacement therapy, diet, exercise, stress reduction, and supplements. How much of each of those you use depends on what factors are impacting you at this point in your life. So the younger we are, the less our hormones have declined, right? Our hormones start to decline as we get older. When we hit age 40, whether we're male or female, all our sex hormones start to go down. Estrogen, testosterone, progesterone start to decline, usually actually from age 30 slowly, and then more rapidly after age 40. For women, they then hit a dramatic point where their estrogen levels plummet, and that's menopause. For men, it's a much more gradual slope. So women always know when they've hit menopause, whereas for men, there will be some point after age 30, is it age 40, is it 45, is it 50, where they really notice that their function, their metabolism, and their lifestyle has dramatically changed from when they were in their prime, when they were in college, let's say, or 25 to 30. And generally speaking, people write that off. They say, yeah, I'm older. You know, that's the way life is. But the reality is, if you look at all of the diseases of aging, right, cardiovascular disease is not a young person's disease. It's something that you get as you get older. Alzheimer's disease, osteoporosis, right, strokes, all of cancer, all of these things, you know, cancer does have some exceptions. There are a few childhood cancers. But for the most part, the number one risk factor for any of those diseases is age. And as it turns out, many of them are dramatically impacted in a positive way by keeping your hormone levels where they were when you were younger. Your hormone levels control your metabolism. They control whether you accumulate fat around your belly. They control your bone density. And visceral body fat, fat accumulated around your belly, is strongly linked to inflammation in your body. And that leads to cancer and can lead to Alzheimer's. So all of these things are tied together and can be dramatically affected by keeping your hormone levels where they were when you were in your prime, in your, you know, late 20s, let's say.
What are hormones and what do they do and how do hormones change as we get older? I know you touched on that a little bit, but if you could go into that a little more in depth.
Sure. So hormones are our body's messengers. When our body sends, a postcard from your brain to your thyroid, let's say, to tell you to make more thyroid hormone, or really from almost any organ to another organ, they don't send a little courier. They send a hormone. That is the way it transmits messages. Your body transmits messages from one part to another. And the hormones that we've been talking about the most that affect our metabolism and our sort of our lifestyle and our bone density are testosterone, estrogen, progesterone. Thyroid hormone has a pretty significant impact. So those are sort of the big players that we look at. Testosterone declines in men at about 1% per year after age 30, and then can increase up to 3% per year depending on a number of factors, whether you're overweight, whether you exercise, genetics, there can be environmental factors. And in women, it declines gradually roughly after age 30. Estrogen declines in women after about age 40 and then much more dramatically at menopause. And thyroid hormone is interesting because it's not necessarily that there's a definite drop-off in thyroid hormone, but there are a lot of people walking around with low thyroid that don't know it. What we find when we do our lab work is that the typical blood work that your regular doctor does for your thyroid will only pick up people who have dramatically poor thyroid function or dramatically overactive thyroids. It does not pick up a whole host of people who have subtle deficiencies in their thyroid hormone. And so we have many patients that when we correct their thyroid function, they feel much, much better.
If you would, explain physio-age systems and how it identifies how well you are aging.
Physio-age systems came out of An interesting discussion that Dr. Raphael, one of the founders, had with some of his colleagues in internal medicine. Back in 1997, when PhysioAge first started, they had a somewhat flashier name. They were called Anti-Aging Medical Associates of New York. And Dr. Raphael and Dr. Livesey were the founders, and they have a very strong internal medicine background. And Dr. Raphael found himself in a conversation where his colleague said, "How can you call yourself anti-aging? You know, prove it." And Dr. Raphael believes very strongly in an evidence-based approach to what he does. And so he took on that challenge and said, okay, what biomarkers of aging can we find that track across populations, meaning things that we can measure in the function of your body that correlate very well with age, and you know, that we can, based on measuring those, we can give you a sense of whether your body is functioning like someone who's 40 or more like someone who's 50, even though you're chronologically 40, or like someone who's 25, even though you're chronologically 40. So he found six different biomarkers. Many of them relate to elasticity. So as our bodies age, they get stiffer in almost every way. So one of the things we look at is pulmonary function testing, and that measures, essentially it measures the elasticity of our lungs, how well our lungs expand and contract as we get older. And then we look at skin elasticity. We look at cognitive function, meaning you do a computerized test that tests how well your brain is processing information. We look at your vascular elasticity, meaning how stiff are your arteries. And you know, it's nice to see, it's somewhat gratifying to see now that PhysioAge has been measuring what's called aortic augmentation pressure, or the elasticity of our arteries, for about 8-9 years now. And now it's starting to come out in the mainstream medical literature that they're saying, hey, that's really the best way to tell if people are at risk for high blood pressure. Checking their blood pressure when they go to the doctor tells you what's going on right now. But by checking the elasticity of their arteries, we can tell if they're at risk for getting blood pressure 2 years from now. And that's what PhysioAge has been doing for quite some time, probably a decade. So we look at all these different parameters. We're also, through blood work, we can check what's called the length of your telomeres, which is part of the ends of your chromosomes. And your telomeres are a hot topic these days in medicine because they shorten as you get older. And it's one of the things that scientists are really looking at. If they can figure out a way to prevent your telomeres from shortening, they find, you know, in mice that they dramatically impacts their aging process. And so the question is, you know, who will be the first to figure out how to do this in humans? And by measuring all these systems, we can then come up with a composite that gives us an overview of how your body is aging. And we can break it down specifically and say, you know, you're doing pretty well, but your cognitive function is off. If it's a menopausal woman, we can tell them that's almost certainly because of the hormone issues that you're experiencing. And when we fix that, your cognitive function is going to improve. And if it's skin elasticity, same thing. For women, estrogen levels dramatically impact their skin elasticity. So we can show them that when we get their skin elasticity back to where it should be, and we recheck their skin elasticity, that their skin age has now stopped declining. So, you know, we can check it 5 years later and say, you've aged 5 years, but your skin age has remained the same. So it's a very elegant way of showing patients that not only do they feel better, but their body systems are functioning better.
Today we are joined by Dr. Joshua Trutt of the PhysioAge Medical Group, a practice that remains at the cutting edge of the continuously emerging field of age management medicine, focused on scientifically sound approaches to staying younger longer, here on eHealth Radio's General Health Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Trutt, ultimately, what's the goal of your practice? I know you had mentioned the PhysioAge systems, but what is the ultimate goal?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, one good example of the ultimate goal of our practice is Jack LaLanne, whose name is hard to say, but I don't know if you're familiar with him. He was one of the first exercise gurus in this country, for, you know, way back 50 years ago. He had sort of the first television exercise show. It was in black and white, and he was always encouraging people to get up off the couch and exercise with him. He and his wife, the unfortunately named Elaine LaLanne, were very encouraging to millions of people for decades. And Jack, you know, even into his 70s, 80s, and 90s, when he was 70 years old, he swam from Alcatraz to Fisherman's Wharf in San Francisco with 70 rowboats strapped, you know, tied in a rope behind him. And when he was 80 and 90, he was still performing feats of you know, health and strength and agility that were relatively unheard of for people his age. And the key about that is not that he was, you know, a Superman athletically, but the thing that most excites people in our type of field about that is that he never experienced the increasing debilitation with age. He simply died when he was 96. He, you know, up to age 95, he was incredibly vibrant and active. Partway through his 96th year, he got pneumonia and basically rapidly deteriorated and passed away. And that's a beautiful thing. He lived an active, vibrant, you know, healthy lifestyle that he fully participated in. He didn't sit in a nursing home, languish away, go back and forth to the hospital, you know, 30 times in his last years, you know, end up in a hospice or whatever. That's our goal. Our goal is not for people to live forever. It's for people to be really active and able to enjoy their lives and productive members of society as they age. And then, you know, eventually your body is going to give out, and that's fine. We just want you to be able to use it up until that point.
Now, finally, what are the benefits of hormone therapy, and who should consider it?
So, hormone therapy affects most of our organ systems. It's the way our body, the way our metabolism runs is impacted by all of these different hormones. And so the things that have been found in studies on HRT are a decrease in what's called visceral body fat, meaning the body fat around your belly. So you notice as men get older, they get this pot belly, right? Even if they were trim and fit in college, it's almost cliche that as they get older, their belly will pooch out. And that is because of a decline in testosterone primarily. And replacing testosterone enables their metabolism to function the way it did when they were younger. And so if they are willing to exercise and eat reasonably well, they will lose that pot belly and restore the muscle mass that they had when they were younger. So it's not just that they get a pot belly, it's that they get what's called sarcopenia, which means decreased muscle mass. And that's, it's not that we want people to look like bodybuilders, it's that they get muscle wasting. And it becomes very difficult to lead an active and healthy lifestyle when you really have minimal strength, when, you know, climbing a couple of flights of stairs tires you out. So that's the thing that we avoid with testosterone replacement. Similarly, then there are numerous downstream benefits from preventing the accumulation of body fat, meaning we can prevent what's called metabolic syndrome. And metabolic syndrome is something that leads to type 2 diabetes, where you have what's called insulin resistance. And so we can decrease the incidence of type 2 diabetes. We can decrease the incidence of heart disease. In women, if women go on estrogen replacement within 8 years of menopause, their risk of Alzheimer's is cut down dramatically. And by dramatically, I don't mean 10% or 20%. It's somewhere between 40 and 50%, depending on which study you look at. So if you told anyone, you know, as I said at the beginning of this call, my grandfather died of Alzheimer's disease. If you tell anyone who has a family member with Alzheimer's that I have something that will cut your risk of Alzheimer's in half, believe me, they will jump on board for that. And osteoporosis is another thing that I would mention. So essentially, it decreases the incidence of the major diseases of aging, right? Your weakened bones, your pot belly, your type 2 diabetes, Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, strokes.
How about telling our listeners where they can get some information about your practice, Physio Age, and to also be potentially in contact with you online?
Sure. I've put together a very informative website that's at www.trutmd.com. My last name is Trutt, T-R-U-T-T, so that's trutmd.com. And also the practice itself has a beautiful website called physioage.com. And there are all sorts of FAQs in there about hormones, and I'm happy to say that our FAQ page is not just fluff. There's quite a bit of scientific detail, so that even if you're a doctor and you're skeptical, I welcome you to go to my website and challenge me.
That's really putting it out there. It's been really good to have spoken with you today. Tremendous information. We've been speaking with Dr. Joshua Trutt of the Physio Age Medical Group, a practice that remains at the cutting edge of the continuously emerging field of age management medicine. Focus on scientifically sound approaches to staying younger longer. And the websites, once again, is TruttMD.com. And for the practice, PhysioAge.com. Dr. Trutt, thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks. Thank you very much.
And you're very welcome. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the General Health Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.